Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the planet, how you doing today? We're just so excited about you being with us today. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Before we get started, we want to acknowledge God, we want to acknowledge His Son, and we want to acknowledge Holy Spirit today. So we thank God for the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit tonight. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And we thank everybody who's joining us on the network, whether it's via the internet or on phone. We thank you so much for your time tonight. And we just thank God that He is going to continue to bless you and keep you always. Hey, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. And also want to acknowledge our wonderful overseers of the network, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, who make sure we stay on track, ladies and gentlemen, keep you encouraged in the things of God. So we want to give our leadership and a round of applause as well. So thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for being with us and supporting this network as well. This is a global network, ladies and gentlemen, global network. Hey, our topic tonight is pray for our leaders and our nation, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be praying for our leaders and nation. We're going to go through our scriptures tonight and a couple of quotes as well. But we're going to be thinking about our leaders, specifically the Christian leaders, those who are paving the way and keeping God's word, living God's word and sharing God's word, whether it's through teaching, preaching, song, gospel song, you know, through song, through books, you know, through poems, whatever the Lord has leading them to do. But we pray for all those who preach the unadulterated word of the Lord each and every week, each and every day around the world. So we're going to pray for our wonderful leaders, and we're going to pray for our leaders in our nation as well. And that includes all the at the state level and state level, county level, and city level, and all the different levels of governments that we do have. But we're going to get started. Hey, we're not going to hold you long tonight. We're just here to give you an encouraging word, share a few things with you, give you some ideas. We want you to just continue to think and dive into God's word. And let God bless you and guide you in all things for your own life. Hey, I'm going to open up. You know, we're going to a topic tonight is praying for our leaders in our nation. But I'm going to open up from Mr. Jason Sikorsky. He's a youth pastor, youth pastor, and he put this article together that gave me the scriptures that I needed for tonight. But he also used Franklin D. Roosevelt passed. President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, Franklin D. Roosevelt, I ask that people devote themselves in a continuance of prayer. Isn't that wonderful? And this is Franklin D. Roosevelt. I didn't know he said this or wrote this. And as we rise each new day, and again, when each day is spent, let the words of prayer be on our lips. Isn't that powerful? So that was Franklin D. Roosevelt's quote, ladies and gentlemen, about prayer. And basically, of course, that comes from the Word of God as well. As you know, the Word of God says that we should pray always, cease without praying always. So we thank God for His Word. Thank God for Franklin D. Roosevelt's quote there. But we know all good things and the things that men have quoted most likely came from the Word of God. So we thank God for His awesome, awesome Word. So we're going to be talking about tonight the nation and our leaders. And we're going to have go through this tonight real quick, our scriptures, and we'll have a word of prayer. And then we're going to open it up for those who like to have a word of prayer, encouraging word. If you have a comment or question, please feel free. Now, for those, what we're going to do after I pray, we're going to bring in our leadership first and let them have a chance to impart some wisdom to us as according to their needs tonight and what they wanted to share tonight. But also, too, anybody who wanted to come on, just you got to hit press 1 and the star sign, press 1 and the star sign, and that'll let me know you want to come on for prayer or for encouraging word or any comment or question. And if you want to, you know, talk afterward, just give me a call, 404-401-0233-404, 401-0233. And when we do bring you on, we only mention your last four digits because we are on the World Wide Web. And so we want to make sure we take care of you in that area as well. So feel free to chime in if you like, and we're going to keep it moving. Hey, also, too, as we read a little bit, as we get started on the scriptures about prayer for our nation, prayer for our leaders. It's so important, specifically our pastors and bishops and ministers and teachers and prophets and evangelists, ladies and gentlemen, all those in the fivefold ministry that teach the word of God. We need to just continue to lift them up, always lift them up in prayer. You may not know them. You may know of some, or you may have some in your sphere of influence, or they, of course you may have that in your church or in your fellowship time, but just lift up, just always you lift up your leaders in the things of God and those who are in the presence of God and part of God on a daily basis, because they are interceding on your behalf. Believe me, they are interceding for you. So continue to lift up your leaders that are in the Lord each and every day. Hey, let's get started here real quickly because we don't keep you long. I wanted to tell you, too, Happy New Year's to everyone out there. If I haven't said that to you, Happy New Year is 2018, of course, and we're excited about that. And we thank God for another year. And also, too, I don't know if it's still snowing. It was snowing a little early up here in Kennesaw, Georgia, where I'm broadcasting from. So we thank God for the snow. It was kind of beautiful coming down. And I'm not sure how much is going. I'm going to check it out after the broadcast. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for our nations and leaders. We are to learn from the words of Ezekiel 22 and 30. And of course, I'll share these scriptures with you if you like. I can email these to you later. Ezekiel 22 and 30. I look for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. We are to be those who stand in the gap, who lift up our nation with all favors and faults before the throne of God and pray that he continues to work in our midst. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got to pray for our leadership. Now, I'm not going to get political, so all we got to do is pray. And not to say you don't get involved in the political process, but we're talking about praying for the leaders. You may not believe they're doing or like what they're doing, may not even like them, I don't know, but we got to pray for them, don't we? And that's the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We got to pray for our leaders, those that we know first and those that we don't know, and those that are over our governments, if you will, to keep things supposedly somewhat out of chaos, right? We're not all running around crazy, thank God for that. So there has to be some order in a city, in a nation today. And we do a pretty good job of that. But, you know, there's a lot to be said and a lot to be said about that, and it can be changed about that. And we want to pray for our leaders, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's go to scriptures real quickly as well. Scriptures to pray for ourselves, right? That's the first thing you want to do as well. 1 Timothy 2 and 1 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and for those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That is the key right there. So God says that we can live as king, for kings and for all those in authority, that we may live. And this was Dr. King. You know, we just celebrated Dr. King's 89th birthday. Would have been 89th birthday, but we celebrated his birthday and holiday yesterday. And we may live in peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. As you know, the enemy would have you think that he's going to be ungodliness and unholiness if you let him, you know, get to you in that area. So we can live at peace. We can. I'll just read again. One elderly lady said years ago, when people are just acting crazy, she said, why can't we just all get along? And we really can if we want to, without a doubt. Hey, as we move on in the scriptures, praying for ourselves, 1 Peter 2 and 17, show proper respect to everyone. Amen. We were talking about that today. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Amen. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Amen. That was 1 Peter 2 and 17. Romans 13 and 1 says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. You think God don't know who's up there and all over the place in different settings, ladies and gentlemen, and authority over us as far as the governments are concerned? You don't think he knows who that is? The authorities that exist have been established by God. Now, that's the one I got to remember. You got to remember that one. God put these people in place for a reason. Now, we may not understand it, don't believe it, but God does what he needs to do. Jeremiah 29 and 7 says, also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it because it, if it prospers you, too will prosper. Let me read that again. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, oh, I love this scripture. 2 Chronicles 7:14, most people will recognize this around the world. If my people were called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now that's the key right there. Turn from our wicked ways. Someone was talking about on Facebook, I think it was, about doing better, or I haven't, you know, I made mistakes. That's what it was. I made mistakes. And that's right. But we never say we sinned, right? Actually, the people of God have sinned over the years, ladies and gentlemen. It's wicked ways. It's not just that we made a mistake. We have sinned against the holy God of Israel, ladies and gentlemen. And then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. So that's 2 Chronicles 7:14, such a powerful, powerful area. But we're talking about wicked ways, things that are not of God, as a nation that we must continue to pray for and against, so God will save his people in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also too, let's continue. We're on, for those who may be joining us, we're talking about praying for our nation and our leaders today. And now I'm going to go into the other half of this here, scriptures, to pray for our leaders, right? So always think about your leaders. Pray for them. Fast over them. Lift them up. You know, provide things that they need when you can, ladies and gentlemen. But continue to pray for your leaders. Psalms 2:10-11. Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Amen. Now, if anything I could say about this is that serve the Lord with fear. That's what we want our leaders to do, right? And some haven't necessarily demonstrated that based on my observation. I'll say that as well. So we got to pray for our leaders so that they may serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule and with trembling. Isn't that powerful? And you don't hear that coming out of the system, do you, ladies and gentlemen? Proverbs 11:14 says, for the lack of guidance, a nation falls, right? But victory is won through many advisors. Now, one thing I want to say about this, when you have advisors, that means you got to be working together, right? So the leader has advisors, but they should be working together, right? Working together and going toward the same cause by helping the people of the land. That's very important. And, of course, they need to be serving God with fear and trembling, right? No doubt about it. Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord, right? He turns it wherever he will. I love that. The king's heart. Oh, you hear that part? It's not just the king. It says the king's heart is a stream of water in the land of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God for that verse. Job 12:23-25 says, he makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. Wow. So there is a wrath of God, ladies and gentlemen, in the process. Proverbs 2:1-8 says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commandments within you, turning to your ear wisdom and applying to your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasures, then will you understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. Amen. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store of the upright, and he is a shield to those who walk blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. You are, oh man, I got to read that one again. Amen. This is out of Proverbs 1-8, and this is verse 8. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Wow, that is incredible. We're praying for our nation, praying for our leaders. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, may we be faithful. May we be faithful, informed, and thoughtful when praying and talking to others about our politics. And as we ask, you know, we could be respectful, right? We got to respect everybody. And as we ask for God's wisdom and righteousness to be evident in our nation's policies and leaders. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our prayer for our nation and for our leaders today. And we thank God for his wonderful and holy word, because it is true, ladies and gentlemen. And please understand that this network, in my household, we know and understand and believe the Lord's word, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about that. So be not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if anybody has any issues with that, just give me a call. I'll be glad to share that with you. Praise the Lord for that. Well, we thank God for his word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for his word about our leaders and about praying for ourselves and our nation as well. So we thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Once again, for those just joining us, if you'd like to come on, just press 1 and the star sign. You have a comment, question, or prayer request, or you know, anything, encouraging word, we'll be glad to bring you on after our leadership as well. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go right into prayer, and we're going to open up a line for our leadership, and we're just excited about that. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for our nation, Father God. We are in the best nation on the planet, we believe, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that placed us here, all those who are listening in the United States, Father God, and around the globe. But we thank you for our nation, Father God. We thank you for other nations as well. And we lift up our leaders, not only in the United States, but around the globe, Father God. Your people are everywhere, Father God. There's people that lift you up. There's people that love you, Father God. There's people that are preaching the word right now, somewhere on this planet, right now, Father. There's people fasting. There's people praying, Father God. There's people in church, Father God. There's people handing out Bibles, people who are serving others in your name, O Lord. There's people giving water, Father God, to those in need, giving clothing, giving shoes, Father God, giving an encouraging word to those right now, Father God, somewhere on the planet. They're having maybe a secret Bible study, Father God. They're having open Bible study somewhere on this planet, just thanking you for all things. There's praise and worship going on, Father God, maybe somewhere right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. There's songs being written, songs being sung, Father God. So we thank you for those leaders, Father God, that continue to preach your word and put your word forth, so that people may hear, Father God, and believe, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for all that you do in our lives. Father God, we pray for our families, Father God. We pray for those families that are on the line and listening. We pray for the marriages, Father God. Strengthen those marriages, Father God. We pray for those who are single. Strengthen the singles on both men and women, Father God. Father God, we also pray for our enemies tonight, Father God, that would despitefully use us, Father God. We thank and praise you for our enemies, Father God. And we bless them, Father God, that they come forth, Father God, like pure gold unto you, Father God. So we pray for our enemies tonight, Father God, and anybody would just try to use us and or try to deter us or distract us from your word, O Lord. So we thank you in advance, even for our enemies tonight. Father God, we pray for our young people, Father God, that are representing our families, from our children to grandbabies, to great-grandbabies, Father God, nephews and nieces. Father God, we just want to bless them. We just ask you to put a hedge of protection around, and we cancel any assignment that the enemy may have against them in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. So we thank you in advance for our youth and continue to bless them, Father God. We also pray for those in the school system, Father God, those in the school system right now teaching our children, the administration all the way down to our teachers, Father God, the parents. And we just ask you to bless them, Father God, in a mighty way, that they stay on target, that they stay on point for teaching our children, Father God, the things that they need to know for school, Father God, to be a productive and a powerful student, also a powerful citizen, Father God, in our nation in the future as they grow, Father God. So thank you for the protection of our young people, Father God. And once again, Father God, we lift up our pastors to you, our bishops, Father God, our evangelists, our ministers, Father God, our lay people, Father God, those who also who are excited about your word, Father God, that preach it and teach it each and every day, Father God. We thank you for the evangelist, Father God, that goes about around the world teaching your word, Father God, the missionary, Father God, and all those who love you each and every day, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, we thank you in advance. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for our leaders, Father God. And we thank you for being the ultimate leader, Father God, the true leader, which is our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So much to pray for. We could be here another hour praying, just for praying, you know. I love it. Amen. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open this up to our wonderful leadership. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Crenshaw, bless you.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. Thank you so very much for that. Certainly a timely word and certainly encouraging that we should certainly pray for our leaders. And I just want to leave this scripture with you. Many of us heard it before. Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, but humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I forgive their sins and heal their land. So the healing to the land and what we need in this season and even in this hour is going to come through repentance and through prayer. So I want to encourage everybody tonight to think about this. How important it is that we repent for the sins of our forefathers. I say that again. We must repent for the sins of our forefathers. And many things that have been done prior to even me coming into the earth realm. And the Bible teaches us, because of the sins of our forefathers, that the curses will go down to the third and the fourth generation. We want the Lord to every generation curse. We want the Lord to cancel every spirit that has been released territorially, because the reality is spirits does rest in certain territories. And we must ask the Lord, God, show us, reveal to me, what is the ruling authority in this land? What is the ruling authority in this land? Lord, can speak to us so that we will know how to pray, we will know how to seek the Lord, we will know how to counsel him regarding even the places that we set our feet. For the word of the Lord tells us, everywhere that our feet shall trod, we should be able to take apostolic authority. So tonight, I encourage you that we continue to rest in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and the key word is my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, the Lord has promised us that he will heal our land. So to God be the glory tonight as we continue to seek and fast and pray during this season and hour that many are fasting and praying and seeking the Lord. Let us never, ever forget about the leaders of the church, the leaders of our nation, even though sometimes we may not never, ever agree with them. But the Bible teaches us to respect them, honor them, and pray for them. Bless you tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voice there, Dr. Denise Crenshaw, co-pastor with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, at Kingdom Life Worship Center. And for more details about the church, ladies and gentlemen, just give me a call. We'll be glad to share that with you. 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And once again, Elder Kevin Vaughn, 404-401-0233 for more information about Kingdom Life Worship Center under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I'd love to share that with you, ladies and gentlemen, and have you come fellowship with us. And believe me, you will not leave the same when you hear the teaching of Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and the Word. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop. Thank you so much. And matter of fact, I want to give them another round of applause for just being who they are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about you. We want you to stay encouraged, but the only encourager is Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. He is the only one. We're going to go to the Word every time to keep you fired up and encouraging the Word of things of God. So know that the Word of God is true, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt. That must be in your soul. That must be in your mind. It must be in your heart. To know that the Word of God is all you need each and every day. So we want you to stay encouraged. Know everything's going to be all right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you got to go back to the words always when Jesus said he has fulfilled really all things. And he also told us that we would go through trials and tribulations, but why would he put on the end that be of good cheer? That means you got some victory, right? That means you don't have to be worried about all this stuff that's going on. Just don't be too engaged with everything. Now, don't get me wrong. You got to be informed. But the goal is not to be distracted from what God has said. God has said you will go through trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. And also we know that greater is he that is in us than he is in the world, because the blood of Jesus has already has the victory over all of that. We just got to focus more on his word. So we thank you so much for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't want to keep you long, and we just want you to have a great word tonight from the Lord. We pray that something blessed you tonight. We also want you to have a great evening, peaceful rest. We also want to encourage those who are fasting to continue to fast. And if you're not fasting yet, We want to seek God for your fasting during this time and season as the Lord leads you as well. We're just excited about that. Believe me, fasting does make a difference along with prayer. And we just want to encourage everybody to do that as the Lord leads you as well. But ladies and gentlemen, stay focused. Also, too, I want you to encourage other people, right? Talk to somebody in your family, you know, friends, whatever. Just be a little sensitive to other people today, ladies and gentlemen. Just find out what their needs are. Sometimes it's just a high handshake, you know, a friendly hug may help somebody just to keep them going just a little bit longer, hopefully for another day, right? And because we do take one day at a time, because tomorrow is not promised to us, but we thank God for right now. So let's give the Lord another hand, a cup of praise, and we're going to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Get on, keep it moving. Here. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hey, we thank you so much. This has been the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn, and my wonderful, wonderful pastor, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much, everyone. Y'all take care. We'll see you next time on the Global Encouraging Word Network. Bye-bye now. Take care. We love you.